الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to a chapter of this book عمدة الأحكام that deals with the changing of the Salat from Bayt al-Maqdis to the Kaaba, which also leads us to one of the conditions of prayer, which is the ruling on facing the Kaaba, the Qibla, when praying. As we know that this is a condition. So is it a condition at all times, or there are times that we are permitted to let go of this condition? This is, inshallah, what we will learn in hadith number 67. And who will give us the honor of reading it?
Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said that the Prophet, peace be upon him, may peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, used to pray atop his camel, no matter what direction it was facing, gesturing to represent the moments of the prayer. And Ibn Umar used to do that. In another narration, he used to offer witr on his camel. And in a narration for Muslim, except that he wouldn't pray the mandatory prayers. Al-Bukhari also said, except for the faraid, mandatory prayer.
This hadith is referring to a situation when the Prophet ﷺ used to travel. So no one would come and say that he was moving in his Medina, in the city, and praying to the other direction of Qibla. What do we learn from this? One, that it is permissible for a person traveling and riding to pray voluntary prayers even if he was not facing the Qibla. But can he do this with mandatory prayers? The answer is no, because the Prophet ﷺ, as in the hadith, clearly indicating that he would not do that with mandatory prayers. Now we're talking about when you have a choice. So if I'm riding, if I'm driving, I'm going to somewhere, I may perform as many voluntary prayers as I wish. But when it comes to mandatory prayers, I have to take the side of the road and pray my mandatory prayer facing the Qibla, standing up in the normal conditions. Why? Because this is what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. So let us also look at this hadith we have in our hands. On the camel, how would the Prophet ﷺ bow or prostrate? It states in the hadith that he used to gesture. He used to nod. And that is why scholars say, when you are praying sitting down, when you make your bow, you do this, and when you prostrate, you go a little bit further. So it would not be the same. There would be a difference. And prostrating would be more down. The incline would be more down. So this is regarding voluntary prayers. So you have to have these conditions. You have to be traveling. It has to be voluntary, and you have to be riding. The most authentic opinion is, even if a person is traveling on foot, in other than the direction of Qibla, he is given the permission, because he's traveling, to pray voluntary prayers, and he nods and he leans a little bit more for his bowing and for his prostration. Now we go back to the issue of mandatory prayers. Mandatory prayers, when you are in control, when you're able to stop the car, then you have to stop it. But nowadays, a lot of us travel in airplanes. It would be a little bit difficult if you go to the captain and say, stop now, I want to pray. Because then he would either have to throw you, or he would have to land, and none of the two choices are acceptable. So in this case, if you're in a bus, if you're in a train, if you are on a plane, the scholars say, you have to try and fulfill as many conditions and as many pillars as possible. So first of all, the plane is traveling in a direction. Can you face the direction of the Qibla? He says, yes, I can. Then it's a must. If he says, no, there is no way I can face the direction of the Qibla, then why? He says, because I have to face the other direction and there's no place for me to stand. Can't you go next to the wing or at the back of the airplane to pray? Sheikh, if I stand next to the wing, they'll say that I'm trying to open the emergency exit and hijack the airplane. I can't do that. So in this case, we say, okay, the direction of the Qibla, facing it, you are excused because you are unable to do this. A lot of the people, when we tell them this, they say, alhamdulillah, khalas, we pray on our seats, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and so on. Is this acceptable? Yes or no? Those who said yes, raise your hands. 1, 5, 10, 7. Okay. Those who say no, raise your hands. Okay. Give the microphone to the brother, please. Yes. The one in the second row. Why isn't it acceptable? It's okay. If you don't know, just say, I feel it's not acceptable, but I don't know why.
I can't tell the exact reason, I mean.
But you feel that it is unacceptable?
Yes.
Who shares the opinion that it's not acceptable? Okay, give the microphone to the brother there.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. According to what I feel, it's not acceptable because the first thing of the namaz is the Qibla. So we aren't able, but standing is also compulsory.
Very good, excellent. This is the right answer. Standing up in prayer is what? A pillar. It's a pillar. Facing the Qibla is condition. And the conditions that cannot be fulfilled, they fall. But a pillar, now you say, I can't face the Qibla. I say, okay, stand up. I said, where to stand up? In your seat. When you're sitting, can't you stand next to your seat, in front of it? I said, yes, but people will look at me. Ah, now you're ashamed of people looking at you. This is not a good excuse. Standing up is a pillar in mandatory prayers. So if you decide to pray sitting down, your prayer is invalid. The Prophet said, Salli qa'iman. He instructed his companion, pray standing up. If you're unable, pray sitting down. If you're unable, pray lying on your side. So you are able to stand. There you have to stand. Now, you may be able to bow, but you're definitely unable to prostrate. So you must bow. If you can, prostrating, sit down on your seat and prostrate. And then continue your prayer as usual. So this is essential because I travel a lot and I see Muslims praying in a wrong way that Allah Azza wa Jal will not accept. Now, going back to the hadith at hand, people may ask, if I am a taxi driver, and I travel in my city for 8 hours, doing approximately 500 kilometers, 400 kilometers. So can I offer my salat, voluntary prayer, in the car? Now, when you do this, I'm not sure if it's a yes or a no. So you have to be specific when you move your head, please. So is it yes or a no? Those who say yes, please raise your hands. Is his prayer as a taxi driver, voluntary prayer, in the car, accepted or not? 1, 2, 3. Those who say no, raise your hands. And those who say no are more, but the majority do not elaborate, do not know. I stated in the beginning that the conditions for your voluntary prayer to be accepted would be to be riding, to be traveling. And the person driving in the city is not traveling, is in his home, and to be offering voluntary prayer. Therefore, a taxi driver, a bus driver, a train driver, working in his vicinity, in his town, he cannot offer any prayer on his car, or on his train, or on his vehicle. Understood? Now, if A person is traveling from one city to the other, and the Qibla is behind him or on his side, and he wants to start a voluntary prayer. Is it must that he faces the Qibla in the beginning and says, Allahu Akbar, and then go wherever his car takes him? Or it is not a must? It's an issue of dispute. The scholars say that there are hadiths that the Prophet used to do this, and the majority say that you must. But the most authentic opinion is that you do not have to do this in voluntary prayers. So even if the Qibla is in behind you or onto your side, you're not obliged to face it and give the first takbirah and then move on in any direction. You're not obliged, but it is definitely something that would add value to you, and it is something that is recommended. We have a short break. Stay tuned, and inshallah, we'll be right back.